Well, Ken Rogoff is former chief economist for the IMF and professor of economics at Harvard University. He famously predicted in August 2008 that a big bank was likely to go under. The following month, Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy, triggering financial meltdown. He joins us now. To what extent do you think that the US economy has recovered from the crash?
Oh, I think very substantially. There's still a lot of fear lingering, you know, but I think the whole generation is going to be scarred by that. And there are young people who didn't get jobs quickly because the crash led to a very long, slow recovery. So there are lingering problems, but the U.S. economy is doing pretty solidly now. And wherever we're going probably depends more on technology, globalization, and factors affecting everybody than the financial crash.
What would you say then are the biggest possible threats to the global economy?
Well, I mean, I think the number one threat is probably China, which has been the most consistent engine of growth in the global economy and accounts at times for half of global growth over the past 15 years. But of course, they've been growing so fast for so long. They have their own credit bubble. They have a lot of political issues with the consolidation of power. They can't keep growing exports forever. So I certainly see China as a risk. Maybe a bigger risk, of course, is the White House in the United States just doing something really irrational. That might sound hyperbolic, but we all hold our breath every day.
Looking at it politically, do you think we'd have had Donald Trump as president without the crash?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I think the crash greatly amplified this wave of populism that the world's feeling right now, and was a huge contributor to Donald Trump getting elected. I mean, a lot of strange things had to happen for him to be elected, but that was absolutely central, this deep recession that disenfranchised a lot of people, made them very mad at the government.
A lot of attention has been paid here to the high levels of personal debt, credit bubble. Do you think that is something that governments, regulators should be paying more attention to?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because interest rates are really low, so the carrying cost of debt is low. They're at historic lows. We have not seen interest rates this low without a lot of government interference in a long time, and it's partly because people are scared. They don't know where to invest their money. You have negative interest rates of, I think, over $8 trillion in debt, Japan, the Eurozone.
So people get used to these historically low levels of interest rate without realizing what might happen if they go up.
You hit the nail on the head. So maybe above Donald Trump factor, the China factor would be, we don't really understand why interest rates have come down as far as they have. It is not mainly central banks. It's mainly that global investment's very, very weak. And if something happens that pushes interest rates up, we could see a lot of soft spots, places where there was high debt, it seemed great, but then when interest rates go up, even a couple percent, things unravel.
Ken Rogoff, ending our reflections on that fateful day in August 2007.